Well, first off, Sean, I want to talk about Jim Root, guitar player for Slipknot. Recently suffering from appendicitis, he's been off the road for a few shows. What's going on with him? Is he cool? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's just taking it, you know, slowly and just getting healthy, man. You know, he's pretty bummed out for not being out here. Misses the fans. Of course, he misses playing, but, you know, health comes first. There's always another day. So, you know, he's in good spirits and doing good, you know. Better things happened at home than out on the road because, you know, you never know, you know, how quickly you can get to somewhere out here or something like that. So it's kind of a godsend, really.
So is he going to be off the road for quite a while, or is he going to be able to be like make an appearance at Knotfest or Heavy TO?
No, you know, there's all kinds of speculation. You know, he might be able to come back for more than half the tour, or, you know, there could be a chance, you know, he won't be on any of it. You know, we'll just take it day by day.
Gotcha.
But, we're definitely going to be seeing him pretty soon because we're going to be down his way and then meet up with him. But everything's good, man. He's just every day getting better.
Now, Antennas to Hell drops July 24th. And what part about the decision to create this best of or this collection with the remixes and everything?
Well, real quick, I hate the words greatest hits. I hate the words best of. The best I'll give you is compilation. The reason why is it usually means that a band is in trouble and is potentially breaking up, or they're trying to get off their label, or it's some horrific infomercial at 2 in the morning with two old rock stars who should be playing their music instead of getting paid squat to make a label just maximize as much money as they can off of old music. And I hate what we've done until we got together and decided to really give our fans something special. So real quickly, you get a disc of 19 songs put in order by us. So that creates a listening experience different than you would do for yourself. Not even a machine could put that order together.
Nice.
So when you're listening to it, you know that the band has put it together that way, and you can enjoy it in its that, you know, that thought process in its entirety. Number two, made sure that there was artwork, a booklet. You can pull out a booklet. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can ponder it, you know, and I try to make iconic artwork, whether you like it or not, it's up to you. Art is in the eye of the beholder, but there is art there that, you know, has to make you think. And so we just didn't put in a single sleeve like I've seen so many crappy bands who put out greatest hits. They put just one stupid little sleeve in and just try to maximize the cash off of songs they've already made cash of.
That's right.
Number three, you get a random 2009 download disc. You know, it's 2012, and you get a 2009 performance at Download, one of our top 10 best shows. So we decided to give you that as a gift. And then number, you know, four or whatever, you get a disc with 10 remixes with 10 videos on them. And the videos are montages, one for each member, one for the band. And the remixes are two songs put together, elements. And they are remixes, but they're not made to try and incorporate any thought process to what those songs really are, because those songs are God to us and God's to our fans. So it's more or less I took elements out of each song and kind of meshed them together, and I made sure that the video didn't go with the remixes, and the remixes didn't go with the video, and when they hit together, it can be pretty profound for you. You know, it's kind of like, did you see that kind of thing, you know? Yeah. And it's also another way of me kind of deconstructing my thought on art, because the best way I can say it is the first time you see a stop sign, it freaks you out when you're learning how to drive and stuff, you know, and it freaks you out for a while, but pretty soon when you're older, you know, you could be eating a cheeseburger, talking on the phone, and just stop without even thinking.
Yeah.
And my whole thought process was, I'll make these really crazy remixes with elements of two songs, mix them together, two songs on the album, and then put a video, you know, you're not going to be watching the video if you listen to it, but pretty soon those crazy remixes that just are not really made to be functional,
yeah,
you know, they'll be like the stop sign. Pretty soon you'll just know it. you know, and it becomes the imprint. And that's working for art pretty hard for me, you know, making people really work to fall out of time and then be put back in time and then recognize new time. You know, they're like, oh, I wish that line would have gone one more time. Well, I'm not trying to recreate the song the way you love it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I had to take it away from you. So to end it, we give you the last thing that's really cool to me is that we give you the opportunity to buy all three discs, two discs, or one disc. So you get three different sets because of today's economy. And even if you buy the one disc with the 19 songs, you still get the artwork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you still get a proper piece of art, music, art, all of it in one package. It becomes an album because it's put in our order for your listening experience, you know. And I'm really serious about that crap, man.
People,
they make those stupid albums to get off labels and all that garbage, and it's embarrassing, man. I take a piss on that stuff.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you guys put like a hell of a lot of work into this, man. I've seen the trailers online, too. They look absolutely sick. But I got to ask, what's this new Monster trailer that's coming in 2013? What's that about? Could you tell me anything about that?
Well, we're just working. I mean, do you know what the company is? Well, then you can put it together.
Gotcha. Now, is there any work on a fifth album going on? I know there's been a lot of different things from Joey and by everybody else in the band. Like, is there anything that's being worked on? Any demos even? Anything at all?
Yeah, we're doing our own thing, you know? I mean, you got to know right now that the way we talk to the press is a joke to us when it comes to people asking. I'm not saying you, man, okay? I'm not. You can ask that question. There's no problems asking the clown that question, all right? It's fair.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, they want to really, you know, take it to some extreme. And when you do that, you have to understand, like, we are the ones that control, you know, the press.
Yes.
You know, now what you choose to print and want to paraphrase what we've said, you know, that's always up to you. But we can find you. You know, we know who you are.
Of course, man.
You know, I can come to your house. You know, I can find you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when Paul died, you know, why did everyone want to know so quickly? I got more questions about will we continue more than I had. How do you feel about Paul?
Right.
So immediately I came to destroy everyone, and I will continue to destroy everyone, and I will twist the truth, and I will piss people off, and all the members will create havoc because, hey man, if everybody wants to make it look like one thing, it just makes it bigger for us.
For sure.
It also makes us laugh. Like, we sit back in a room and we laugh hysterically. This is what I'll tell you. Of course we're writing. Of course, musicians write all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joey's recorded like 30 songs. That's how he's coping. Corey has titles for songs. He's been writing lyrics. He's got album titles. That's how he's coping. You know, I have so many visions of art of what I want to do for the next one, and I'm working, I'm practicing techniques, but I'm not trying to make the next one yet because I won't know what the next one is until we're all there.
Right.
And that's how it goes with the music and the writing. I mean, we're all writing. We're all working. Now, have we all got in a room and demoed? Why would we do that? We're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been sporadically touring to share this time with our fans so they wouldn't share it alone and we wouldn't share it alone and we could all get through it together. And we're going to skip up to Canada, end it with Knotfest. You know, Knotfest is basically a dream of ours that we've wanted to do forever.
Yep, that's going to be great, man, coming up in August.
A lifetime.
Yep.
Less is more. We're only doing two, first one in Iowa. We're going to end with a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to end with what we think a festival in the United States should be, our thought process, because there's many festivals that are happening that people are doing a wonderful job, and we're all trying to bring that European feeling to the United States and get the United States up to speed on what festivals could be, you know, 3-4 days. When that's done, we're going to take a little more time for ourselves, get it all lined. It will be over 2 years since Paul's been gone, probably going on three. And we will write a record together. We will record a record. We will pre-pro a tour. We will go on tour. We will drop a record, and we will support that record.
Well, Sean, I definitely appreciate you telling us that here at Loaded Radio, man.
Thanks, man. The last thing I want to say, if we're over, is I just want to say thank you to all our fans out there. I think I can speak on behalf of the band when I say that all the letters, the texts, the posts, the prayers, the thoughts, everything that our fans have done for us has been incredible. We're honored, and we're so lucky to have the fans we have. And I just want to say we love each and every one of our fans. And in this time, us to them and them to us, you know, thank you. You know, just thank you for being there and proving to Slipknot that what's important to us is our fans. And we take our fans very seriously. And they've all been there to help us through this time and help us understand what's real for ourselves. So I just want to say we love each and every one of them, and thank you.